Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of the beautiful Siman Tafri Shlamites, in the middle of Sif Beis, which deals with the halachos of eating and sleeping in the sukkah. And yesterday we learned the very top line, which we concluded, the Mechaber Kuf Dalad Amud Aleph, that Hareza Meshubach is very, very praiseworthy for a person to try to eat everything in the sukkah where possible. But we went through yesterday the dinim of what you're obligated in and what it's just a hider to go and eat it in the sukkah. And the Mechaber continues in that vein. And he says, V'tavshil ha'osu mechaveshes haminim. If you eat a dish, a cooked dish of grain that has from the five grains inside of it, so im kovei alav, if you're making a kvias on that meal, so then choshev keva, that is considered a kvias v'tzarech sukkah. And you do have to eat in the sukkah. And as we'll see, it's a machlokas whether you do or do not make a leisha basukkah on this, but you certainly should eat it in the sukkah. As opposed to the kvias that we said with peiros, or the kvias that we said with wine, is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody that it must be eaten or drunk in the sukkah. Mishneh Berurah explains Zivkot and Tesvav. Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is Sha'ochlu b'chabura. This kvias is you're eating with other people, or even Oach Shachil Shir Choshev Shkovei Sudosu B'zeh, or that you're eating it by yourself, but what is considered a significant amount of food. This kvias in Dir Shifut 19, he brings down the Machlokis, famous Lohosh Rashi and the Rambam, in regards to Hilchos Erev Chatzeros, whether it's three beitzim or four beitzim. And the Mishneh Berurah said that lechatchila nochal linhog shu ke'arba beitzim, that you should assume that it's four beitzim as a chumr in regards to Erev Chatzeros, and with some you should be machmer over here in the other direction to eat it in the sukkah, because we go by the smaller shear in regards to sukkah and the larger shear in regards to Erev Chatzeros. He then brings down as well regarding pas habo bekistin, we said like pies or other types of grain products that aren't cooked dishes. So there's a chiv to make upon them hamotzi and birchas hamazon if you kovei a suda on them. And this we had discussed in Simon Kuf Samaches. And yesh achronim shesovim shu nizkar le'inyan erev kisholsh arba beitzim. The same rules apply in terms of how much is considered a kviyas there of the pas habo bekistin, three or four beitzim. Yesh achronim shesovim shesiru kishir sudas kavua tainu kafi shirigil mesod. It goes by what a normal person would eat during morning or evening, and this whole discussion is over there in Simon Kuf Samaches. Back to the Mishneh Berurah, he says, "V'lo dai shiochem ma'at yosim mikabetzo kamo b'pas." As opposed to by bread, where we said if you have more than a kabetz, even a little bit, then you have to eat in the sukkah. But for these types of grain products, so then a little bit more than a kabetz doesn't mean that you're obligated to eat it in the sukkah. However, he says, I am the Mogid Rom Shikshah said, the Mogid Rom disagrees on this. Vidaito, his opinion is, the Dino Mamish Kamoba Pas has the same exact rules as Pas. If you have more than a kibetza, you must eat it in the sukkah. The Yosef Kibetza Ma'at, even a little bit more than a kibetza, Chayib Sukkah, you must eat it in the sukkah. However, Ochein Le'inyan Levarach Leisha Basukkah, as to whether you're not making Leisha Basukkah on this, so Das Achronim, many Achronim hold, the Ein Levarach Rach Mashi Kova Olav Suda. Then you only make a Leisha Basukkah if you Kovei a sukkah. Albeit, you have to eat in the sukkah if it's just more than a kibetza. As is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Furthermore, v'da'od, the eschimu kamachron, many achron agree, that a person shouldn't eat real foods like meat or fish or cheese outside the sukkah. Dirshu footnote number 20 says, other maichel like beitzim as well. V'davka bekvias, but this is only when you're eating them bekvias. Avo shlo bekvias in lahach meklav. But if it's not a kvias, then you don't have to be machma for these things. The Sharet Zion Oslam attests, it brings down Vafilu Bof and Zel Lo Yivarch. But if you are eating bekvias, even these types of foods don't get a leisha basukkah on them, even if you're eating them bekvias. Sharet Zion Oslam and Ches, Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Chai Adam brought down this chumra of not eating the meat or fish or cheese or things like that outside the sukkah. He says, he brings this chumra down, gan linyan peiros b'kviyas. He says, ideally, the same thing applies even regards to fruit. If you're eating the b'kviyas, you shouldn't eat them outside the sukkah. But the Chofetz Chaim says he didn't write this down because others are meiko, the Derech HaChayim, the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Ginas Vradim, are meiko, so therefore he didn't bring this down in the Mishneh Berurah. Now we look in the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Im Koveya Alav Choshev Keva. So he says, bring down the Maimer Mordechai Shemasik the Bididei Tayy Milsa. He says it depends on the person what is considered a kvias. The Koshu Kova Alav Afal Pishlo Hayoshir Derech Bnei Adam Lekva Alav choshev keva. Since it's not an independent absolute number, like we said, the three or four beitzim, it depends on you individual person. If you're kovei asuda, then that is a kvias. If you're not, then it's not a kvias. And therefore, you don't go by other people. He says, after linyan pasabah bekistin, in regards to pasabah bekistin, the binan dafka shir deshaderach b'di adam likwala. There, for pasabah bekistin, you need to see what the average person would do, because that has to be the teshu came to duru, and kosha kovea olav, havya kviyas latzricho, sukkah, obidei tayimilsa. So here it's different. Here you do require what general people would use, as opposed to when you're dealing with the tavshil, ha'osim yichameshus minim, so then that depends on you yourself personally. So the Maamar Mordechai makes a diak between the two different types of grain dishes. The dishes, it's dependent on yourself, as opposed to possible kissing, it's dependent on what most people would use. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan to Zayin. And he says that you need a sukkah in these situations with the five grains. Pirush Medina. He says that's the Etzem Din. And since the Mishnah Berurah says you're obligated to eat it in the sukkah, so therefore you're also obligated to make a leishav basukkah on this. Now, he brings out from the Maamar Mordechai, Shemisha Ochal Pasabah Bekissin Mishachris Vesofa Coffee. This is what we just looked at in the Bir Halacha by the Maamar Mordechai. So he says, if somebody has Pasabah Bekissin every morning with coffee, or Chayotzi, or similar to that, Kemosh Anu Noagim B'choy Mosashon, he says, like very common custom people have, a cup of coffee and a piece of cake in the morning. So Afa Pishen Umvarach HaMotzi, even though you don't make hamotzi on that, because that's not a real kvias in terms of the amount. You don't have seven pieces of the possible kistin to make it into a meal. We call makom by sukkah. It does require sukkah, sharihu koveya sudasu ala v'choli, because that is your meal for the morning. And therefore, v'chach no hagnu levorach ala leisha basukkah ayin shami. Says, my Mordechai brings down, therefore you do in fact make a leisha basukkah in that situation. He gave the common example of coffee and cake. Do I dare not feel beloshes? He has coffee. It's not the coffee that's kovei; it's the cake. Given the kovei suda a pasa kisnin, since you made the suda on this pie, on this piece of cake, that's a pasa bobe kisnin. So therefore, you can make a leisha basukkah. However, v'im lo kovei suda su'olav, if you didn't really kovei your breakfast on this piece of cake, rak shochah yosim kabeitzim, but you had more than a kabeitzim's worth. It's not that much. Then you have a machlokis amongst the achronim, should you make a leishiv basukkah? And he says, look over here at the Shari Tshuva. Ayin Shari Tshuva, shekos of delinyan, Shabbos v'yontiv v'boker, in regards to Shabbos morning, when you may make kiddush and just have the cake and not have the full meal at that point in time. You're not having the full lunch meal yet. You're just having like a little kiddush and a little piece of cake. And then you go out and take a shmatzir to go visit your rabbi. Dirshu put number 21 points out that you see here there's a mitzvah to be mekabel pnei rabbo even bizman as that when we don't have a beis hamikdash. In any event, he says, let's say somebody does something like that, uchadom or any other activity that you leave your house for a little bit, v'nimshoch kamoshos azmansu, then you don't have the meal for a couple of hours. Nevertheless, the kuliyama yochel levarach leishu basukkah. When you make kiddush and you make that barim yimizonos on the pasuk baba kiss, then you make a leishu basukkah. The kivin she'ochel also b'toch b'soras suda hatzrich lekiddush, since you're having that as part of the meal that's obligating you in kiddush. Therefore, you're allowed to make a leishu basukkah. Because the machashavto mashu lekeva, your intention over here is what makes it into a permanent type of a meal. And therefore, on Shabbos morning or Yontif morning, you can certainly make a leishu basukkah. And on a weekday, v'chol, ein kedai levarach, the sofik bracha zolka. But on a weekday, when you don't have the additional aspect of kiddush, so then it's already a sofik brachos, and sofik brachos, we go lehokel. However, he brings down, he says, the veld paskins, that we make even a leisha basukkah on a weekday when you have a piece of cake, a pasabob kistin, a pie. Okay, not so mechashash bracha levatola. In order to get around, should you or should you not make this bracha on a weekday, if the veld has the custom to make the bracha, but it's a chashash of a bracha levatola, miyad achar chilaso. So he says, the Betz Eitz says, don't leave if you have that piece of cake, leave right away. Stay there for a little bit. Stay there for a little bit. And now the leisha basukkah goes on your being in the sukkah. And have in mind that the bracha that you're making goes not only on the eating, but also on the leisha basukkah, on your yeshiva in the sukkah. And therefore, you're definitely obligated then in the bracha, and no problem of a suffix brachos lahokel. And that you shouldn't have made the bracha, but now you're okay. The issue footnote number 22 brings down,
Inna yeshiva hagoyim bracha yosim yasher achilu labada. The sitting in the sukkah is actually requiring you to make the bracha of leishiva sukkah more so than the eating there. So the Gina's brother brings down, why is that? Shayidei hayeshiva nechshav hadavu kamay sedira. Because by sitting there, that's the actual living in the sukkah. Teshu kein teduru. Sharei kamoke nichnas labesol menas loshevasham. When you enter your house, you go there to sit down in it, to live in it. As opposed to when you eat fruits, she atzma, that doesn't demonstrate that you're living there in the house. When you're sitting down to eat, you're not thinking of sitting in the sukkah, you're thinking of just having the peiros. But therefore, if you have in mind specifically also the sitting, then you certainly can make the bracha. Then he has a whole discussion as to which bracha should come first. Should the bracha, the mezonos, come before the leisha basukkah, because the tadr v'sheinu tadr kodim, and the mezonos is more tadr than the leisha basukkah, or do we say now that in fact it would be a hefsek in between the mitzvah of Boromir Mazonos to have another bracha after it, and therefore you should make the leisha basukkah first? So he brings both sides to this opinion and the veld paskins that we in fact make the Boromir Mazonos and then we make the leisha basukkah. I mean, in this footnote for some of those details. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago machin ogim lohokel achshav bishena. Nowadays, people are very lax in sleeping in the sukkah. Many people do not sleep in the sukkah. What's the heter? Shein yishenim besukkah rak hamikdakti b'mitzvos. Only those people that are especially zealous in the performance of mitzvahs, they sleep in the sukkah. So how come the velt doesn't sleep in the sukkah? The velt eats in the sukkah. The velt builds a sukkah and tries to go and make a sukkah. So how come they don't sleep in the sukkah? Why is that not as commonly done as eating and drinking in the sukkah? So the Ramah says, Yesho Mimishum Tzina. He says, it's because of the cold. We don't live in the Mediterranean. Most of us, Nebuch, live in Golus, and therefore we're living in colder climates, and it's too difficult in the months of September, October, and the time that Sukkot falls out, it's too difficult to go sleep outside. It could be 30 degrees. It could be even colder. And therefore, because of the cold, the velt doesn't paskin that we have to sleep in the Sukkah. The Yesh Tzar Lishom B'Makom Masakar. He brings up for the Mordechai, because it's difficult, it's painful, and the Mitzar is part of the Sukkah. Mishbur and Sifkot and Yudzayin says, VMK, and therefore, based upon this, Mishen lo kor muksosos kiroi v'yishino. If somebody doesn't have pillows and blankets like he needs to have for that time of the year, and he's cold, ain lo lahach miliyul shon shon. He shouldn't go and sleep in the sukkah. Then he's called nikra hedjot. Kamosha kosos b'siv zayin ba'go. He brings down, like the Ramah is going to discuss in a couple of days here, in siv zayin, that if a person does something that he's not supposed to do in the sukkah, so then he's called a fool for doing it in the sukkah. And he brings down the name of the Mokin Avraham. And he says as well, we'll learn this also by the common and Simon Tofreish Mem, Siv Dalit, and the Ramah there by Agah, Mashik Osav Nusham. We'll learn more about these dinim when we get to those places at the end of this Simon and in the next Simon. Then the Ramah continues on his own and he says, Valinira, my own personal humble opinion is, Mishum de mitzvahs sukkah ishu beso. He says the mitzvah of sukkah is that you should live in your house the way you live all year long. And the married person lives with his wife. They stay in the same room. And therefore, it's inappropriate because you don't have a place in the sukkah for your wife that's miyuchad for you and your wife. So therefore, that's the heter the Ramah says to sleep in your house. And in a situation where you can't sleep with your wife in the sukkah, you don't have any privacy. You're going to have other people there in the sukkah sleeping there. So it's pasnish for you and your wife to sleep there together. So therefore, potter. That, he says, is the reason why you're not obligated nowadays to sleep in the sukkah. Mishabur brings down the Sivkot and Yudches, however, that the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this. The great Gaon disagrees. He says, he says, I disagree with the Ramah. You're not miftah because you don't have a separate place to stay with your wife in the sukkah. And he says, and the Mogen Avraham also disagrees with the Ramah. And therefore, they give a separate reason, an additional separate reason, why the velt isn't so machmir to sleep in the sukkah. And he says as follows, Mishum, the havelei mitzar, because you're considered a mitzar, you're in pain, kisheni yochel lishon shom mishto, because if you're not staying with your wife, so that's discomforting to you. That's a pain, a tzar for you, and therefore, a mitzar is potim in a sukkah. Based upon this, if the person isn't upset, listen, he goes away often on trips and he's not with his wife on a regular basis, or even in their own house, they sleep in separate rooms, he snores, whatever the situation may be, and it's not considered a mitzdar, so then, or it's not the time that his wife's going to the mikvah, so then you should sleep in the sukkah. That's the bottom line. And he adds, it seems that the Achronim hold the man, the EF Shar. lo lishon imishto besukah de'en lo sukah miyuchedes, for somebody that doesn't have a separate sukah to sleep with his wife, lo yivatel zman ono v'leil tefillah. So then don't go out into the sukah and not sleep with your wife and have relations with her at the time that you're mechuyev to have relations with her. No, that you shouldn't do. If you're supposed to be in the house with your wife, because that's the zman for ona for her, so then you should be in the house and don't go out into the sukah. Ve'en l'chayvo l'achar shenizdabik. And if you had relations with your wife, we don't make you go back to the sukkah after you had relations with her. Then you'll have to stay in the house and sleep until the morning. That's not a problem. The issue, footnote number 25, says, what happens if you got up from bed, however? So the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkot Nayin Zayin, says, Legabi Adin Lachzor Lishon Besukkah Leachar Shenichlas Lebesukkah Shor DeGeshamim. The same thing applies. If you couldn't sleep outside the sukkah, it was raining, you went into your house, and then it stopped raining, Shim Eino Lavush Bebegodav, if you're not wearing your clothing to go outside, so then in that situation, even though you're not yet sleeping in bed, the Primer Gadol writes, Einu chayev lachzor l'sukkah. You don't have to go out to the sukkah. However, the Bikur Yaakov is stopping with Dover, and he says, maybe you do have to go outside. The issue, footnote number 23, has an interesting discussion. What about a chassan in the first year of marriage, what's called the Shana Rishona? So in this situation, if he's not mitzvah, if he's mitzvah, so we have the heter of mitzvah that we just said. But if he's not mitzvah, so Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Tzorech Lishon Besukkah. The fact that he's in his first year, if he's not mitzvah by not sleeping with his wife, so then he's allowed to go sleep in the sukkah. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Virak the Gabi Shivas Yemiyamishta, if he just got married before sukkah, so now they're in the Sheva Brochos, so then he brings down from Shulchan Aruch that you will be potter for going out. So these are the opinions of Ruchaim Shlita and Lahavdil b'Chayim b'Chayim Rishon Zalman Zatzal, who say that the chassan in the Shana Rishona has to go sleep out in the sukkah unless it's in the week of Sheva Brachos. On the other hand, the Shelus Shuvah is Divri Yitziv from the great Kloisenberger, so he brings down Shapotter. Why is that? Based upon the Taz and also Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shenogim Olam Lishol Michutz L'Sukkah Mipnei Shehem Asukim B'Mitzvah L'Sameches N'Shnoseim. Bishina Yachad Imohem. He says, the reason why people don't sleep in the sukkah is because there's a mitzvah to sleep next to your wife, and therefore to be mesamech your wife on the yontif, and to possibly have relations with her as well. But osik b'mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. Since that's your mitzvah, so then you're potter from sleeping in the mitzvah of the sukkah. And the Nishmas Odom brings down, la'locha mitzvahs v'simach es ishto, Eino noheges elo b'shona rishona. He says this special mitzvah, simach hasishto, is only in the first year of marriage, or specifically extra for the first year of marriage. A person should, of course, be mesamech his wife the entire marriage. V'yevsho liftor mitam ze es olam shiyishenim af le'achar shana zu michutz l'sukkah. And he says that this would only work for the first year, but it wouldn't work for the rest of the year, years of a person's marriage. And he brings down from the Divri Yitziv, shiyotzi b'divri hanishmas odam shibishona rishona af hu yodeh shapoter. But therefore, everybody would agree in the first year that you would be poter. And he says, "Ubefrach l'das Ramah yeshlimud zchus al kolom." And especially according to Ramah, it says you're trying to be a melamed zchus on the world. And this is all the opinion of Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal. Shem ishto mitzdaeres mikach. If your wife's unhappy that you're not sleeping in the house, shene yoshimah with her bishona rishona, then certainly potu milishon besukkah. Finally, about the question that you're not allowed to sleep alone, you're sleeping outside, you're not supposed to sleep yuchidi b'layla. So he brings down, leni yishino b'sukkah, the Vilna Gaon says, mutter, it's allowed, mishum shomer mitzvah lo yedar dova ra, because you're doing a mitzvah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect you. However, of course, that brings down, and the Kaf HaChaim says it's beferish, if it's dangerous to sleep outside alone, b'mokum shekvi azeika, so then ein lismoch al anes. In some situations, exactly what we said for COVID many times, if shricha azeika, if it's highly likely that Rechamon Lislan, something bad is going to happen, then you can't rely on the principle of shomer mitzvah lo yedar dova ra. When it is Rechamon Lislan, shricha hezeka, kavua hezeka, so then you can't rely upon this principle. This is a good point to stop. With this, we conclude today's shir.